The Czech Republic has expelled 18 Russian diplomats over suspicions that Russia's security services were involved in an explosion at a Czech ammunition dump in 2014. The Russian operatives involved have been named as the same two men suspected of carrying out the 2018 Salisbury Novichok poisoning of the former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia. Russia has denied involvement in both incidents and responded to the Czech expulsions by ordering 20 Czech diplomats from Moscow. For more, I'm joined by Rob Cameron, the BBC's correspondent in Prague. Rob, good morning. What can you tell us about this explosion that happened in 2014 in the Czech Republic and why it's being raised now, 7 years later?
Well, this explosion absolutely devastated this munitions store, which was in a remote location in southeast Moravia near the border with Slovakia, so far from Prague. At the time, it was described as an accident, perhaps due to poor handling of the munitions there, but it absolutely devastated that arms dump. Two employees were killed in this explosion. Their remains were not found until a month later. Such was the damage and the devastation to the facility, and indeed windows were shattered in neighbouring villages and so on. But only now, thanks to work by the Czech security services and one suspects their allies elsewhere in Europe and the West, are the pieces being put together. And it was, at least from what we're reading in the Czech media, that pretty much a chance that someone noticed that the IDs used by two men who arranged a visit to this facility were, as you say, the same as those, the same photographs, the same names, Alexandra Petrov and Ruslan Boshirov, that were used in the Salisbury attacks in 2018. So they're putting two and two together after several years, as you say, but the pieces now are starting to come together.
Do you have to think that these two men, these two spies, are either completely incapable of covering their tracks or indifferent to covering their tracks? They certainly seem to qualify for the title of worst spies ever.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, that's certainly the subject of great debate at the moment in the Czech media, because obviously these two men, real names, I think Alexander Mishkin and Anatoly Chepiga, they are believed to be senior agents in Russia's GRU, military intelligence agency, and part of what is described as an elite unit that has been causing trouble all over Europe in the past 7-8 years. But many Czech security experts have pointed out, well, actually, if you look at this, Salisbury was a failure. They killed the wrong person there. This incident or this operation in the Czech Republic, apparently, according again to police sources quoted in the Czech media, they had come to this country to attach an explosive device to a consignment of weapons that was bound perhaps ultimately for Ukraine, then of course at war with Russia in the Donbass, or maybe to rebels in Syria. It's not clear what exactly the reason was, but certainly the idea was, according to the Czech police investigation, was to blow up this consignment and embarrass the Bulgarian arms dealer who was overseeing this transfer of weapons being stored in the Czech Republic. Instead, it blows up the entire facility. 50 tons of munitions go up and two people are killed. That's not really a very clever and successful undercover operation.
Meeting of EU foreign ministers today, just briefly, would you expect this and indeed the other tensions at the moment, including Alexei Navalny's imprisonment and increasing ill health, to be on that agenda?
Absolutely, yes. I think there is really a sense that the Czech Republic is getting a lot of solidarity. We've already had strong words of support from the American embassy. The UK Foreign Minister Dominic Raab says he fully supports the Czechs in this retaliation and has described Russia's actions as reckless and dangerous. And as you say, that will be the subject of an EU foreigners meeting today, a foreign ministers meeting today. And we've also heard, of course, support from NATO's Atlantic Council as well. So this is definitely very much an international story now.
Rob Cameron, thank you. It's 7:30, a check on the news.